Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Terry Wood and Amber Talbot from Possenmore Animal Shelter about a new program they're launching in a couple of weeks.
So we're really excited to be offering the opportunity for the public to come and take our dogs out for the day. So you take them out for 2 hours and maybe you want to go get an ice cream with the dog, or maybe you just want to take the dog for a walk on the trail. And so we're really excited to be chosen as one of 100 shelters in the U.S. to participate in this program where they're studying the effects of these short outings on the brains and behavior of the dogs in the shelter.
And what are some of the benefits then for those dogs?
I think that, you know, if you can imagine just being in a kennel all day, they just have so much energy. And we take the dogs out for walks every day and we play with them, but it's not the same. They're still at the shelter. So once you get the dogs out of the shelter, they can use their noses on the world and smell all sorts of new smells and meet new people. And that's a big part of the program too, is when people meet the dogs in public, the dog gets a chance to meet people that he or she would have never met in the shelter. So a lot of these dogs end up getting adopted, which ultimately is the greatest result for them, is just meeting people they never would have met before.
So if people want to have a dog day adventure, how do they sign up?
Our program is launching on May 18th. That's coming right up. And so they can call our shelter. They can check our Facebook page. Mostly, we want to just have it be a really easy process for everyone. So once we get started, people will be able to stop by and just, we have a little bit of paperwork. You just have to be an adult. And we will take their information and assign them, matchmake them with a dog, and they'll be able to head on out.
The shelter has a variety of dogs, different breeds, different sizes, energy levels.
Yeah, we want to do a good job of matching up those dogs, you know, a really strong dog who we know is going to have a ton of energy. You know, we want to match that dog with somebody who is ready to take on that energy level and adventure. Maybe if they want to go running with the dog, you know, we're not going to match them with the elderly Chihuahua. We'll save that dog for somebody who just wants to snuggle and be out and let the dog sniff around. So we do have dogs of all different energy levels and, you know, anything you can imagine. And we just want to make sure that these adventures are the greatest for both the people and the animal.
Well, personally, I'm pretty excited for this. I'm going to have to give it a try. So what have other shelters seen as a result of this program?
Often, a lot of the shelters have tripled their number of long-term foster caregivers. So a lot of the short-term people that like to go on the day outings kind of change their mind and think, well, maybe I could foster a dog for a few weeks or a month or so until it does find its forever home. And so that number has really tripled for many of them. Their adoption rate has increased. Most of them have reduced their behavioral euthanasia by at least 1 or 2% as well. So maybe we might be seeing a dog that has an undesirable behavior while in the shelter, but when we give it more opportunities out in the community, in the real world, maybe we'll be able to determine, you know, that dog's better placement for that dog and hopefully get it a great home too. So the results have been pretty outstanding. And like Terry mentioned, we're just so excited because we're one of 100 and the only shelter in Iowa that's been selected. So we're really excited.
What was the selection process like?
It was an application that you submitted. It's a study through the Arizona State University that awarded a grant to execute this and study the behavioral effects of dogs. And so it was an application process, and I'm not sure really how we were selected, but they selected us. So, and the goal is 40 dogs in 30 days have to go out on an outing. And so we'll really be pushing this over the next month to get 40 dogs out in 30 days on day outings.
And how many dogs does the shelter have?
Well, at the moment, we only have about 15 dogs. And so I think we're going to be working with local area shelters as well that are in need and transferring dogs in so that we can meet our numbers. We work with local shelters anyway when they're full and we have space. So ideally, everybody, because we're the smallest shelter participating in the program. And so we will hopefully be seeing increased adoption rates, which will help us then bring in more dogs in turn to meet those numbers, because 40 dogs in 30 days does kind of exceed our current level that we normally take in. And so we'll be hopefully able to help other shelters through this process too.
And I wanted to say a huge thank you to Maddie's Fund, because this is all possible because of Maddie's Fund. And they're a wonderful national organization dedicated to improving the lives of shelter animals. And they provided the funding for both the study and ultimately what we're doing now. And we attended a 3-day apprenticeship in Charlottesville, Virginia, to learn how to implement this program. And that was all thanks to Maddie's Fund. So we're really grateful that they selected us.
And again, the launch date for people who want to get on board?
May 18th.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Terry Wood and Amber Talbot of Pawsmoor Animal Shelter talking about their upcoming Dog Day adventures, where people can take shelter dogs out for 2-hour outings at a time, whether that's getting an ice cream, going for a walk, or cuddling on the sofa. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.